Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, happy Canada Day. This is Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah.
Hello, happy Canada Day.
And, of course, Danielle.
Wonder Librarian and Marshmallow Lady.
That's right. We're here at the Geekery Restaurant celebrating a couple things, actually. It's Canada Day, of course.
Happy 149th Canada.
Yes.
I could have sworn it was 149 for the past 5 years.
Well,
I thought we already had it.
Canada likes to lie about its age.
Oh, seriously.
So I hope you're at home cracking open a beer, listening to some Corey Hart or something.
Last night.
Yes. We're also celebrating the fact that the Geekery is 1 year old, which I can't believe. It seems like that grand opening was a million years ago.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys weren't here, but what a fantastic night. We had, like, our first cosplay contest, and
You could move.
Yeah, there was a line to get in.
Saw the pics.
Vinny was sitting there drawing his table that night.
Nice.
And acting like a rock star.
Oh, good.
Any girl that would come by, you'd be like, yeah, I drew this comic.
And, oh, there you go.
And
he still like does that.
Fan girls.
That was a great night, like dancing and music, and we're here to do that all again today. So far today, we've had a mini artist, Allie.
Yep.
Thank you for being part of that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome, always.
And there's a band playing. What's the name of the band again?
I don't know. They changed names 3 times, because it's an eclectic bunch. The same band, one of the same bands that we had on the Friday of Niagara Falls Comic Con. So he's now not doing just parodies, but he's doing covers, so because everybody didn't want to hear parodies.
Oh, by the way, and how rude I am, we're here with Sue, the owner of the Geekery Restaurant.
Way to go.
That's my sister.
Jeez,
yeah,
Sue.
He doesn't care. I do.
And then later on tonight, we're going to have another big cosplay contest.
Yes.
It'll be great.
Daniel's making balloon animals that are popping and he's screaming like Ned Flanders every second.
Yeah. There was going to be face painting, but a dog ate all the face paint?
Yeah, Daniel's dog ate all the face paint.
What are the odds of that? All of it.
Yeah.
Well, it was ready to go in a bag.
Yeah.
He's going to be pooping purple
Delicious.
And green.
Delicious.
It'll be nice.
That's something my dog would do.
It'll be a rainbow poop.
Yeah, my dog has rainbow poop all the time because he's like army men and Lego. So it's all different colors. Why are we talking about poop?
I can't wait to put up the description of this segment. We
Happy
talk
Canada
about
Day.
The Geekery and poop.
Every conversation I ever have seems to, like, go back to poop for some reason.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like the Picasso's on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. Thoughts on a year in business?
Part of me wants to say, why did I do this at my age?
Yeah.
It's very fulfilling and frustrating. Just like any entrepreneur, you go from 1 minute of the day to thinking, this is awesome, and I'm doing so well, and literally an hour later going, holy shit, I'm going to lose my house. So it goes like, you know, we've come around full circle, and it's been a lot of eye-opening experiences, a lot of learning curves.
Mm-hmm. You know? Oh, yeah, I've heard about a bunch of them. So
a lot of things, you know, a lot of changes, and for the better. We have 2 Red Seal chefs now on staff, and we've just hired a whole new kitchen staff and some great new people up front. And Daniel, of course, I couldn't live without as the manager here, and he's just absolutely, as they say, fucking fantastic superstar. Somebody wrote that in a review.
Oh, nice.
That Daniel is a fucking superstar.
Now,
and my mother just looked and shot her face and walked right back in.
Yeah, God bless our mother. She came out and interrupted our other interview to tell me there was a guy that looked like Rick Springfield in your restaurant.
Well, you had to know that.
That's why. Do you have a favorite event of the last year?
I really like the Star Wars event we had.
Oh, that was a great
day. I'm looking forward to another Star Wars event, maybe bigger, better.
Mm-hmm. We'll hold that thought into
a lot of funny things happening, you know, like tried singles night once to turn into Sausage Fest 2015. But we are going to have another singles night, and I got a lot of women interested.
All guys.
Yeah.
It turned into a Catan party. They're like, oh, well. And then they just had beer and said Catan.
Yeah.
I liked the flash mob that we had for the Star Wars. That was really fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I still watch that.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah, I know. It was good.
I like being a part of that. That was great.
I like the trivia night because I won it.
Oh, yeah. Trivia night. You were asking me for trivia night.
That was fun. Okay, good.
We will work on another one for it, actually, for sure.
What do you think of the new place compared to the old?
You know what? I have a lot of good memories from the old place, but I mean this new location, like bigger place, better
nice
stage,
venue, nice setup, yeah.
Nice better parking.
Yep.
And we have the basement now, of course.
Yeah, yes. Basement's in here. Nice stage,
for guys, Ben and Chris.
Yeah, sure.
That stage is going to come in handy tonight for that cosplay contest for sure. I like it. I like it. I think probably my favorite, one of my favorite, was the grand opening because it was. Like I said on record, it was like the first good mood I had of 2015. And it's all been fun. The Halloween night was good.
Yeah.
And of course, Danielle here has done a great job on
I did the table, Back to the Future table. That was one of my big days.
Yeah.
I did the Geekery Con, the first and second one. And then I did the murals here, so.
Yep.
And Michael J. Fox almost got a print of the table from here.
Oh, he's getting it next time.
Cool.
August, it's happening, too bad. I'm coming for you, Michael.
Oh.
No,
I know Michael J. Fox.
I want
Christopher Lloyd here.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's going to be at Fan Expo, actually.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Legit guy.
Cool.
I'm surprised he's still alive.
Oh, that's bad.
He's kicking it.
You're going to have to edit
that part
out.
He's got to be up there, eh?
Well, he's got to be, yeah.
He's 70s at least, for sure. He was, like, literally crossed my path in Philadelphia, like, right here. And I
really?
Was like, oh, excuse me.
Sorry, Doc.
Yeah. But we're basically best friends by now, so it's fine.
Oh, man. Right. So.
Oh, also, like, if you're going about talking about events, I was thinking of the old place, but our con here in April, I think, really was an amazing con.
It was good.
Yeah.
I loved planning that for you. Such a whirlwind day that I was just running around all day and I didn't even know what I saw or didn't see. I ran into an artist like a week later and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry I was so busy I didn't make it to your table. Like, you were at my table at least four times. Like, oh!
That was a good day. We had a lot of good pictures, cosplayers, like all that stuff.
Yeah, tons of Toby Proctor.
Yeah, they were cool.
And of course, Candy and her family who come out to all the events as well.
Oh, yeah. She'll be here tonight.
Yeah. So, let's get down to it. We actually have an announcement, and we'll do it right here, right now. Well, and I'm glad I have my crew with me here to do it.
You heard it here first.
Sweet.
Before CNN.
Before CNN, before Eyewitness News. Sarah has told me to wait. We're going to edit all this out, by the way. Jeopardy theme, maybe. It's all good.
Is that a drum roll?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm good with waiting then.
Okay.
It's all right because we're saved by the bell.
Good segue.
How about that weather? It's very weathery.
So weathery.
Do you have it ready?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, there's a picture of a cat. Cool.
I gotta turn it up.
My mom's yelling at me. Okay. So.
That's.
Let's just say this, coming November 12th, 2016, we are going to be presenting Rogue One GeekeryCon.
GeekeryCon 3.
Yay!
Yeah.
Bigger and better.
Sue had mentioned that maybe we do this every 6 months or so. So we're going to have one in the fall. November 12th is the only date we could find that nothing else was going on. Like, cause every
except Brandon, because he can't work it because he's got a wedding.
Oh,
that cool.
Back in Alma? Like every there's tons of venues going on every day, every weekend between now and December.
That's so, the day Marty went Back to the Future, by the way.
Is
November 12th, 1955.
Oh,
yeah.
You would know that for sure.
Yeah, I would. Nailed it.
So we're naming it Rogue One GeekeryCon because shortly after that, there's a standalone Star Wars movie coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And much
that's,
like...
That's the crowd freaking out about the GeekeryCon.
That's right. Ooh, all our fans.
Oh, I can't believe that they're all here for this.
Thank you, fan. So, that's the date. We don't really have any specific guests or plans yet, but we set that date aside. It's going to be great. I feel it in my bones. We're all going to have a good time.
Well, let's throw it out there if people want to be involved. Hey, listeners, go ahead.
Yes, if you're an artist or a cosplayer.
Send Jay an email.
And I know Adam Sandler, of course, listens to the show.
Yeah, we already addressed that earlier.
So any celebrities, any artists, any vendors.
No, too long.
Oh, I'm sure Sarah's finding some more sound effects.
Wherever this goes.
Yeah, great Scott. So we're pleased to announce we'll be having another one.
Come on out. Come on, be involved.
Yes.
It's going to be great.
More?
Oh, yeah. Those are the people that want to be involved.
So not only are you our camera person, you're our sound effects.
Yeah.
I'm awesome.
You do it all, babe.
I'll be the best boy in key grip.
All right.
I've always wanted to be those things. Nice. Dinosaur supervisor.
Right. So that's coming up. And then, of course, later on today, more cosplay madness, more art. More stuff. Anything else coming up at the Geekery you want to promote?
We're having a singles night on July 8th for Cards Against Humanity. Very casual, fun night to discover how weird and twisted, you know, maybe you could meet somebody that's just as weird and twisted. Lots of Smash Brothers tournaments every Wednesday and Thursday, or every Wednesday and
more bands?
Sunday. Bands are, you know, going to be scheduled. And then we have, every other Tuesday, we have Drew Hayes.
Oh, that's right.
7
that's
right. Comedy nights. They've been a big night, big success. And the next one is on the set. Don't quote me.
Okay.
I have to look on the Facebook. We just had one Tuesday, so it's the following Tuesday. I can't think right
now. So
this
is the 5th.
The 5th?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll definitely get the word out, because we were here for the Glenn Foster comedy night. Everyone was hilarious
well,
that night.
No, it's a good time. We've been filling it. We had a bachelorette party on Tuesday, so we had the whole lower floor filled and all the side tables filled. So, it's a good night. It's funny guys. Funny guys.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, it's only been a year. It seems longer, but it's been great.
My hair is white, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I know the feeling. Before I worked at my job, my beard was black. So we can expect lots of more good times at the Geekery this year. Lots of good food. There's, like, awesome chefs in here. And it's going to be a great second year, I think.
I hope so, because I need a day off. I haven't had a day off in a year and a half.
Oh, man. Well, lots of stuff to look forward to. Thanks for talking to us again. And we'll see you at the next event.
See you in the future.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.